MTB Cast.
Hey, MTB Cast, this is Aaron Weinsheimer calling in from the American Trail Race. I'm in Linville. It's the morning of day four, about 8 in the morning. It's been a pretty incredible ride so far. Let's see. Day one, left the island. It was just super hot, super humid. I'm not used to that. I really struggled staying hydrated. I was drinking so much, I probably drank, I would think, a couple gallons throughout the day, and I wasn't able to pee at all. I mean, just zero. And talking to other racers, it sounds like everyone was having that same problem. But despite that, I felt okay. And just kept on rolling and kept trying to drink as much as I could. Finally, in the evening, it started to cool down, and so I went ahead and kept riding after sunset for a while. Got myself a little bit of a lead established. Went to bed that night near the Cape Fear River. Got really soaked that night. It was beautiful night, but everything is so wet around here, even though I haven't seen any rain. Got up on day two and immediately felt really weak, really bad. My knees were just hollow and I couldn't put any pressure on the pedals. And slowly they loosened up, but my energy never came around. I think I only slept for about 4 hours that night before. So in combination with the lack of sleep and the dehydration from the day before, I paid for it big time, and just limped through the whole day. Got passed by everybody who I had gained on the day before, which was fine. And let's see, yesterday, just more heat, started to get into some rollers finally. The first day or so was really quite flat, and so that's how I was able to get a lot of miles in those early days. It's been mainly pavement up until then, and then yesterday afternoon, all of a sudden I was on the dirt, and it got real. Super, super steep climbing, in and out of drainages, really rugged terrain, absolutely gorgeous, thick vegetation, giant trees, creeks in every drainage, crystal clear, but tough stuff. But I was loving it. Really, really good to get on the dirt. Caught up with Rob last night at a little general store, which I didn't really expect to be there. But I had run out of food much earlier in the day, and it was about 9 or 9:30 p.m. at that point, and all I'd been eating is almonds since about 1 o'clock. And so I was just famished, and all they had was junk. But I ate a Snickers and a pint of ice cream while Rob was somehow, he was having trouble with his track and was on the phone to someone in England, and he had a computer borrowed from the general store, and he was, I couldn't believe it, but somehow managing to get his Garmin reloaded with the track. And much to my surprise, he kept going that night. Last night, I crashed out in the campground for a while. Did 13 miles so far this morning, and all pretty much real steep climbing again. And yeah, I just made it to Linville. I'm at a little restaurant. They are all talking about how much Rob ate here this morning at 7. I know I can out-eat him. It's not going to be a problem. So I'm going to get a bunch of coffee in me, get a bunch of food, and go tackle today. The character of the race has really changed now. The terrain is much different.